Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 12th of March. Prayer in the Spirit. As those who are established in the fellowship of Christ, we are able to personally pray in the Spirit. Referring to this expression of prayer, Jesus further instructed his disciples, saying, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." These vain repetitions are both the expression of mind chatter motivated by the fear of death and also belong to the incantations of heathen spiritualists who endeavour to achieve their own ends through the agency of unclean spirits. In the secret place, by the Spirit, we meet the Father through the Son, face to face. It is here that our spirit is illuminated by the Holy Spirit as we receive the reflection from the face of Christ as to who we are and what our name is. By the faith that we receive in this word, we humble ourselves and pray personally in the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul's instruction on how we should pray emphasizes our participation in the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He explained, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he, that is Christ, who searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, that is the Father." We recognize that Christ searches our hearts. He knows what the mind of the Spirit is. The Spirit dwells in us and judges us in relation to our responses to Him, to Christ, and to others. The Spirit communicates this information to Christ as a witness to Him in relation to how He will speak to the Father about our needs, attitudes, and works. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 23. For further study, Romans chapter 8.